Welcome to another episode of Raven Conversations. I'm Joe Seemantle, State Public Affairs Officer for the Washington National Guard. And today I'm joined by a group of recruiters from the 194th Wing here on Camp Murray. If you've seen previous episodes, Tech Sergeant Stenicky is definitely somebody you've seen already on the show. He joins us again. He's a recruiter with the Air National Guard. Senior Airman
Earhart.
Yes, Mackenzie Earhart, who is a former PAO, and now he's a recruiter. And then Tech Sergeant Brandon Huey here as well. And they're going to talk about, they just received a pretty big award, the National Guard Recruiting Unit of the Year, nationally, not just in the state of Washington. But also kind of share some of those like tips and tricks that you guys are willing to share and willing not to share with your fellow recruiters and talk about the Air National Guard. So appreciate you guys coming on.
Thanks for having us.
So we'll kind of start down here with you, Sergeant Huey. Kind of intro and background on yourself.
Yeah, so like you said, Brandon Huey, born and raised in Washington my entire life. So I was always kind of interested in the military, but I really liked it here in Washington, of course, with my family, church, and everything being here. I didn't want to go like the whole active duty route and, you know, they could send me anywhere. So a family friend who used to work over at the Western Air Defense Sector, Lieutenant Colonel Anderson, he asked me like, hey, have you ever thought about the Washington Air National Guard? And I hadn't at that point, but he was like, hey, come, I'll do a unit tour with you. You can check out where I work. And we did that, and that was pretty much it. He kind of sold me on the idea of the Air National Guard. So I did my first 6.5 years AGR, Active Guard Reserve, over at the Western Air Defense Sector. And then I got married, started having kids, the night shifts, the weekends got a little rough. So another buddy who was working as a recruiter assistant, Nathaniel Hampshire, he told me about the opening that came up at the recruiting office. So I applied for it, and now I'm here.
Nice. How long have you been a recruiter?
It's about 3.5 years now, and I love it. It's an awesome job.
Nice. Mackenzie?
So I joined the Guard 7 years ago. Interestingly enough, I went to the Air Force Reserve first, and then some medical stuff came up, and so, you know, wasn't able to join. And I was walking past the Air National Guard office, and I saw the Air Force symbol, everything the same, and I was like, What is the Air National Guard? So picked up a business card and made a call. And then within 2 months, I was in the Air National Guard. So been in, like I mentioned, for 7 years. I started off in public affairs as a photojournalist, did some more training, became a broadcast journalist or just a public affairs airman in general. And then I was on COVID orders with the state activation for over 465 days. So long time on orders. And during that time, I started thinking about, hey, I'm in the time period where I could change directions in my career. So looked at what jobs we had posted online. Intel was hiring. So I've been with them for about 2 years now. So I do that during the weekend, during drill. And then during the month, luckily enough, was able to get a position with the recruiting team on an occasional AGR tour as a recruiting assistant. So my job is to go out to community events, a lot of school visits, just to kind of bring these guys leads so they can do their job better.
Yeah. And you want a quick intro background yourself again there?
A little bit about me. I started off as Air Force active duty. So I did about 7 years active duty, both aircraft structural maintenance and emergency management. And then from there, I left active duty to transfer over to the Guard. And I did emergency management. And then I was over at the Western Air Defense Sector as well. Kind of similar to Huey. I really enjoyed it over there. And the mission was awesome. But I wanted something little more, you know, hours friendly. So I applied to become a recruiter, and now I've been over in the recruiting office for about 2 years. So loving every minute of
it. Yeah. And so you guys are just three of the recruiters. How many folks are in your office total?
So we have Tech Sergeant Bell as well. We have Master Sergeant Wyman. She's our RENCO retention and recruiting non-commissioned officer. She's kind of manages the office a little bit. And then we got Tech Sergeant Caruso over here, who's our prior service expert.
So. Nice. So about seven total in the office.
And then we have our flight chief just down the hall.
Yeah. So not a huge office, but you guys are pretty impactful. You know, so this year you won Air National Guard National Level Recruiters of the Year.
The Patriot Award.
Yeah. So so what exactly is the Patriot Award? Is that just the name of it, or?
That's the name of it, and they give it to the top recruiting flight in the nation for the Air National Guard. And yeah, we were selected for it. And I honestly don't really know exactly how they picked that out, whether it's based on like bullets or numbers, percentages, not 100% sure, but somehow they deemed the 194th recruiting flight to be the top in the nation. And I think there was like 90 some flights.
Yeah.
It was quite a few. In the Air National Guard. So
yeah. And here in Washington, we have yourselves and then the 141st Air Refueling Wing in their flight. So an award like this, it obviously means a ton to you guys. You know, it's something you can say, hey, look, we were the best in the nation. Was it kind of a shock to win, or was it just one of those like, hey, we're kicking butt? And
I would say it was definitely a shock. From us as recruiters, you know, we're always just hitting the grind on the daily. So it's not even anything I don't think we were aware of that we were put in for. And then Sergeant Watson just told us and we were like, oh, that's pretty awesome. So yeah, definitely a shocker.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so obviously, you know, every recruiter probably wants to know, well, how did they get it over us, right? And what does that day-to-day look like for you guys? It's a grind. Like you said, you're grinding, you're moving, you're shaking, trying to get people to join the Air National Guard. What are those things you're doing that maybe you're standing out?
That's a good question. I think getting your face out there, you know, for instance, like all of us recruiters, we have a lot of administrative work that we have to do to get people to the MEPS, get them enlisted, get them through the process. And that's actually like a lot of work. If somebody has medical issues going on, they have to do waivers. So, you know, having recruiter assistants like Earhart, who's able to do, I mean, how many school visits do you do in a week?
A lot. So, yeah. I mean, 2 to 3 minimum.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, multiply that over 12 months. I mean, that's, you know, 36, 40 school visits that maybe we weren't doing if we didn't have a recruiter assistant. And then, of course, we have our own school visits that we have to go to. So getting our face out there, marketing campaigns, things like that. But at least for me, I think the thing that helps me be a successful recruiter is really just time management and making sure all of my applicants are moving along in their process. That way they're getting each person is getting to the finish line.
Yeah. Anything else to add?
I'd say, yeah, pretty similar to that. It's all about an equal balance of community involvement to doing your paperwork and keeping your applicants updated and getting what you need done. So balancing everything is.
Yeah. From a recruiter assistant standpoint, anything you could think of that would be like that you're kind of helping with?
Yeah.
Them?
So I think you kind of mentioned that, you know, we got the east side, the west side, pretty small teams for like the ground that they cover. So the west side, as low as Vancouver and all the way up to the border, is like essentially our zone. So definitely hitting up different schools and also just community events. People like, I went to the Air Force Reserve first. What's the Air National Guard? I knew about the Army National Guard. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there's an Air National Guard. So yeah, just going to, you know, a bunch of different community events and making sure that people are aware. You know, we have a booth. They see the cool stuff, right? The merchandise. But so they grab that. But it's like, well, let us, you know, tell you a little bit about us. Whoa, part-time? I get to stay in Washington State? Oh, I knew about the Army Guard, but hey, there's an Air Guard, you know? So just getting out there and telling people about us, that's pretty much, I think that makes a big impact, like you said, just people knowing that we exist.
Do you think it also helped? I mean, you both have served at WADS and you are still serving in the Intel Squadron. Do you think it helps having that prior experience at a unit level and not just recruiting?
For sure. Yeah, definitely. I think one thing that really helps me is I have both a little bit of active duty time and the guard time now. So helping people transfer over from active duty, I can really relate to that side of things and kind of explain the differences really well. And I know that personally helps me a lot.
Yeah. And kind of the same thing for me. Like I went a different route than Sergeant Steinecke. You know, they call me a guard baby, right? I haven't done the active duty thing. But there's a lot of people that are joining the Air National Guard non-prior service, coming straight out of high school, similar to my situation. So I can kind of speak to them on that level as well and show them the benefits that it's made for me.
Yeah, I'd be amiss if I didn't give you guys the time to do a sales pitch. So somebody's sitting there watching this and they're like, hey, I'm interested in the Air National Guard. What are some of the benefits of joining?
Who's a slimy salesman here?
Honestly, there's a ton of benefits. I truthfully believe that joining the Washington Air National Guard has been one of the best decisions I've ever made. I think it, you know, early on graduating high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. But, you know, once I found out about the Air National Guard, it got me on that path. And I mean, I honestly don't know where I would be right now without it. You know, it helped me get my degree, helped pay for it. And I was able to do all of that while being a part of the Air National Guard. It just opens up a lot of doors, a lot of communications, and a lot of, you know, you meet a lot of people you're able to open up doors with. So, yeah.
Networking and direction, I think, is huge. Getting to know the people you get to know, kind of see their success stories and being like, oh, I could maybe do that. I think that helps a lot because you're surrounded by a lot of successful people constantly. So it kind of motivates you and keeps you motivated to keep going. And then overall, I mean, the education benefits, the health insurance, you combine all that together. It's pretty insane.
Yeah. And I think you both hit it. One thing I would also add in there is the job opportunities that come out. I mean, right here in Washington alone, and we were talking about it beforehand, cyber. It's a huge market here in the Pacific Northwest. And I always find Air National Guardsmen who are in the cyber units in the Air Guard have a job in something Microsoft, Boeing, Amazon, Google. And this is something they just continually do because they enjoy the environment the Air National Guard provides. So, and that's probably something you guys are seeing mostly in Western Washington as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, anything else you guys want to add? This is kind of your chance to throw something out there.
I'll just say something about maybe why somebody should join. So going to a lot of school visits, career fairs, we talk about direction. Some of these young people are very smart. They have a plan. They're going to UW or something like that. And it's like, take this as an opportunity to add some of these job skills, essentially really amazing free training, right, that the military is giving you and leveraging those skills in the civilian sector, like you mentioned. I mean, some people, they'll go to school for this career field and then do something completely different with us. And so whether you want to, you know, build that skill stack in the same area or something different, I mean, to me, it's like a no-brainer. It's just a great option. Go to university, live that kind of college lifestyle, but then at the same time, you're a professional airman. You know, you're getting public speaking skills. I mean, just all the skills that come along with being a professional airman. And also, like Sergeant Steineke mentioned, the networking opportunities. I mean, you're rubbing shoulders with NCOs, senior NCOs, every, you know, drill weekend, super smart people in a variety of different career fields. So just having the opportunity to kind of bond with other airmen and things like that, I think is very beneficial to like our non-prior service young people that maybe already have direction, but can add something that can bring a lot more to their life, I think.
Yeah, I think we kind of missed one piece, and I want to throw out there. I know in the Army Guard, right, I was prior enlisted before I became an officer. It was a 6-year commitment. What's that commitment on the Air Guard side for that first contract?
No, you go. Okay, so you can do either as a non-prior service, you can do a 4-year or a 6-year enlistment. And then if you're coming over to us as prior service, if you're going into a career field that you're already trained in, you can do as little as a year. If you're retraining, you can do as little as a 3-year contract, all the way up to 6.
Yeah, that was. I think I've talked to a ton of Air Guardsmen about it, and I've never asked that question. Like, what's that first initial contract look like? Because in the Army, it's a 6 and 2. It's 6 years of active Guardsmen and 2 years of inactive. Most of us, you know, by the time they hit year 5, they know whether or not they're going to stick around. So, anything else, McKenzie? I mean, you're the guy here. I know you want something.
Anybody want to touch on the new bonuses?
Yeah.
You want to do that, Huey?
So, it was either a week and a half ago, something like that. NGB just dropped some new bonuses for some certain career fields that we have. So for non-prior service people coming into the Air Guard, they are eligible for $50,000 signing bonus for 6 of our jobs. And then for, you know, people that are currently in, so just to give you an example, somebody who's in weather, right? Mm-hmm. If they're coming up on their reenlistment, if they reenlist with us for another 6 years and they're already qualified and everything like that, they get a $90,000 bonus.
Wow.
It's split up over 6 years. Yeah. So it's 18K a year for the 90. I think it's 12 and a half for the 50. So
wow. Those are some big,
very substantial big numbers, prior to that bonus drop, the highest bonus we had was a $15,000 bonus. So big upgrade for sure.
And even for prior service, Army Guards say they want to check out the blue side. I don't know. But even with those, it's like they can retrain and the bonus is still pretty substantial in those. I think it's 65.
Yeah.
So, you know, Army Guard is cool, you know, but.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I appreciate you guys coming on and talking to us about the Air National Guard. Congrats on winning the award. It's a huge deal, and I want to make sure you guys know that it's a pretty big deal. Senior Master Sergeant Perez was excited for us to talk to you guys about it. So if you're interested in learning more about the Air National Guard and how you can be a part of it, we can put that information in the notes. We can definitely put your guys' contact information if you're okay with that, and they can reach out to you guys directly. Sure. If you like the video, give it a like. If you have any questions about the Air National Guard, put it in the comments, and we'll pass that along. And thanks for joining us, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you having us.
Yeah.